Hi, this is Barbara Roberts. We're talking today about face reading. This is the fourth in a series of iPod talks on what do your eyebrows say about you? What is your degree of friendliness? You're out on a date, you want to look at if this person might be a lifetime partner for you. You're on the job looking at a coworker, or you're looking straight at your boss and you want to understand more when to ask for a raise. Face reading will tell you a little bit about the person's inner character, how they think and feel, and how to approach them. It will also give you insights about how people see you. So the eyebrows will show us about the character. Face reading looks at individual facial features and assigns psychological meanings to them. Hi, I'm Barbara Roberts, and I've been featured on 75 TV shows and read 10,000 people's faces. My book is Face Reading, How to Know Anyone at a Glance. And today I'm going to be talking about your eyebrows. The first eyebrow type, when we look at the eye, the eyebrows are very low set or right on top of the eye. Low set eyebrows usually show a person who is friendly, easily approachable, at times could be over familiar, but they tend to be very genuine. And it's a great feature for people who work with the public. High eyebrows, which means that the distance between the eye to the eyebrow is at least 3/4 of an inch or higher. So high eyebrows is somebody often who has very high standards. Great if you work in quality control in an occupation. Also, the person is not easily impressed by other people, yet they are very loyal to their friends. And they can be selective about people they'll let close to them. The third eyebrow type, which you might see certainly in the news, if not in your work environment, is someone who has very thick eyebrows or bushy eyebrows. And we're looking now at the thickness. This would be like Brooke Shields, who has very thick eyebrows. The psychological meaning for a thick eyebrow is very abrupt, dominant, or intense, or very good working in a physical job, for example, policeman, fireman, someone who works as an outside job where they do a lot of physical endurance. It's a great sign for good physical ability. And that combined with the philtrum, thick eyebrows combined with a strong line between the nose that goes into the upper lip indicates strong physical endurance. Really important for athletes or people who work long hours. Another eyebrow type, which will show about someone's character, is an eyebrow that is very fine or thin. Now keep in mind, eyebrows can be plucked or changed. And in my book, I call this a category 3, which is how you change your face from outside in. Could be surgeries, orthodontia, melanoma. Or if you pluck your eyebrows, of course, this will affect what they look like. So very fine or thin eyebrows in general, and this is just one facial feature, is very sensitive, gentle nature, and under a lot of pressure, they can be anxious at times. Eyebrows that are arched, in other words, they form a V, like Reese Witherspoon's eyebrows, the V goes up over the pupil of the eye, and should be like an inverted V, actually, like an arch. This is often someone who loves fabric, texture, color. They enjoy theater, they love acting, and people who are very dramatic. An eyebrow that is round on the top, kind of like just a curve, this is usually someone who loves to create harmony at home. Another person might have a flat eyebrow, and a flat eyebrow is a completely horizontal eyebrow across the eye, and this is somebody who can be an introvert by nature. So these are some examples of eyebrows and what they show for your character or somebody you know. For more information, please see my book, Face Reading, How to Know Anyone at a Glance, and it's featured on my website, facereading1.com. And you can also get a personal face reading from checking out my website, the right corner on how to get a personal face reading. They start at $30 for 15 minutes. Thanks for tuning in to Face Reading. And please listen to the next show, which is Your Financial Potential. How will you do? What is your wealth factor? And this is expressed in the nose. Thanks for tuning in. This is Barbara Roberts. Bye-bye.